And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just making it cool to be a conservative. Hey, I want to go right to the phones right now. We have breaking news on the election of a new speaker, and I'm just kind of inserting this where I've got an opportunity because I've got so many guests and other things stacked up today. But I just reached out to our former Congressman Mo Brooks from the 5th District of Alabama, and I said, look, do you got a minute? And he said, sure. And he's always so amenable. Let me just bring him on. Congressman Brooks, how you doing?
I'm doing great. You know, retirement makes one available.
Well, we appreciate it, too. Listen, Mo, with like hardly any time, I just really wanted to get your perspective. Do we have a good guy now as Speaker?
We have the best that we could have gotten from a conservative standpoint.
Wow.
With the possible exception of Jim Jordan.
Wow.
Mike Johnson is well-respected. He's got an excellent reputation for integrity, honesty, conservative values, financial responsibility, border security. He's got some question marks. One, can he meet the financial responsibilities, the fundraising required of a speaker that's typically in the tens of millions of dollars? Mm. Two, does a very corrupt system adversely affect his integrity? I hope he's got the backbone to resist. I think he does, but you never know until someone's in the heat of the kitchen. And then finally, I hate what this is going to do to his family relationship.
Oh, wow.
It's not a legal divorce from one's family, but it is a de facto divorce because the time demands of being Speaker of the House are such that you do not have the time to go to your kids' ball games or choir practices or presentations, spend time with your wife like you would like to, you know, a normal family relationship. And then finally, you've got the danger aspect of it. He's now got a bullseye on him. Hmm. He's the third highest elected official in the United States of America. Only the president and vice president are in front of him.
Wow, that's sobering. You're right. And I cannot even imagine, even at my low level of political experience, I know what a time taker that was. And that was not anything like what you're describing. But I also recognize, too, that everybody who doesn't want him to succeed, whether it's a physical target on his back or just a slanderous target on his back, is going to be coming after him at this point. I saw where the Biden administration has already labeled him as MAGA Mike Johnson.
Well, the news media is going to target him, and the news media knows no honesty. Unfortunately, that's a big change over the decades. And so they're going to defame and slander him just like they did to me as one of the conservative leaders in the House Freedom Caucus and on the House floor. Just like they're doing now to Tommy Tuberville, just like they did to Jim Jordan, anybody who has conservative values, who stick to the foundational principles that made us a great nation, for whatever reason, the media is so far left that it hates us, and they believe that the ends justify the means. So if they use dishonest means, if it's for a good end from their perspective, they'll do it, and they do.
Well, listen, so I guess in summation, we got about a minute, and I really appreciate your quick time with us here, but The reality is, you think we're better off than we were with Kevin McCarthy? I mean, do you think we're
absolutely.
Where we need
to be? If you're conservative, absolutely. Kevin McCarthy was a moderate on the political spectrum, which made him a liberal within Republican ranks. He's from California, and we've got Mike Johnson from Louisiana. So, quite frankly, although there was 2 or 3 weeks of gnashing of teeth, those eight who took out Kevin McCarthy, they got us Mike Johnson, which is a huge improvement if you have the kind of values that I believe most Alabama voters have and most Republican voters have.
Well, that's huge.
So it's worth it. They're vindicated, those eight.
That's huge. Well, listen, Congressman, we appreciate your time, and as always, we appreciate your service to our state. But we may wind up hollering at you later on, too, and see if we can have an extended time with you on the same topic, all right?
Happy to. Thank you for all you're doing. Love listening to your show.
Thanks. I appreciate that. All right. Well, that was huge. That was encouraging. Dang, I feel better. I mean, I'm looking at a guy I've never really seen before who looks like Clark Kent, hoping he's Superman. And yeah, Mo Brooks says he's the dude. I'm pleased to hear it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We got some breaking news about professors at UAH. Y'all stay tuned.